Despite violence, believers in India are committed to outreach. The falling American dollar hits a radio outreach hard in Romania, and a Christian school needs partners to get more children out of the dumps. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 2007 was the worst year for violence against Christians in India than all other years put together. At least that's the word from Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan. Yohannan, speaking from India, says Hindu nationalists are attacking those helping the Dalits. He equates the Dalits to the slaves in Europe and the United States.
Just imagine seeing the pain and the suffering. You are coming there to help them, educate them, give them medicine. Then a bunch of people come and beat you up. They say, we don't want you to help these poor people. We want them to remain our slaves, and they are not human beings.
It's happening all over India. Thousands of willing believers, though, are boldly sharing their faith but lack something, says Yohannan.
The greatest hindrance that we face today that keeps us from reaching the people that need the gospel, especially in the 1040 window, it is lack of resources, finances to get the job done.
He's also asking you to pray. Next, the euro has climbed against the dollar as the United States fought to stave off recession. The fall of the American dollar hits ministries in Europe hard. Little Samaritan Missions' Florine Pindigblage.
Because of economy, our support decreased, and American dollar, comparing with euro dollar, it's much smaller, and all the expenses we need to pay in euro in Romania. For the first time, our broadcasting network in Romania, it's really at the crossroads.
Radio is an efficient tool in terms of the impact of sharing the gospel in Romania. Pindigblage says without funding, though, their voice could be silenced.
We are looking now for the coming spring, and I know in the summer it's winter for the ministries. We'll need more support, otherwise we'll need to reduce or to reconsider our broadcasting in Romania.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Armed soldiers in Mindanao in the Philippines are posted near churches to protect Christian missionaries. According to the government and published news outlets, this comes after a Christian worker was murdered by a known Islamic extremist terrorist group, Abu Sayyaf. Kidnap for ransom activity still takes place in the region. Others in the area have received threats in the past. However, at this time, Christian workers plan to stay there to be agents of peace and hope. Next, in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, as many as 400 children work in the garbage dump. Several years ago, one pastor began a Bible study there that evolved into an elementary school. Orphan Outreach's Mike Duras says they're now hoping to establish a high school for students who graduate from the sixth grade.
They've got a program that's actually going to build the building, but there's no operational funds to actually make it happen. So we're in the process of looking at how much they'll need and looking for partners to invest in these kids' lives.
They have many needs that church mission groups could meet. It could change the future for many young people.
The goal is to get all these kids out of the dump so there's no kids working at the dump, and to put them in an environment where they can learn about Christ and they can really get the tools educationally to be able to live independently after they graduate.
And a Buckner foster mother has been named Pride of Latvia. Beruta Stepina earned the award by opening her home to deaf-mute Latvian children. She's the only foster parent in the country who knows sign language. The fifth annual ceremony will honor her for giving hope and fulfilling dreams. Foster care and adoption services are a hallmark of how Buckner helps create loving Christian families. By living the hope of Christ, it's a profound way to change a child's life forever. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.